state media. It is controlled by elements of evil in the government. You have to go outside of mainstream media just to find out who lit a match. Because if they're telling the story, it's going to be slanted or skewed or spun. They're going to vilify and try to assassinate the character of anyone who dares to oppose them. They ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till these two boys get on the scene.
This is Cross Reference Radio with our pastor and teacher, Rick Gaston. Rick is the pastor of Calvary Chapel, Mechanicsville. Pastor Rick is currently teaching special messages here on Cross Reference Radio. Please stay with us after today's message to hear more information about Cross Reference Radio, specifically how you can get a free copy of this teaching. Today, Pastor Rick will continue his study called Revelation's Rumblings in Revelation chapter 13.
Foul things will be coming out of their hearts because Satan has filled their hearts willfully, not against their will. Revelation 13:12, he exercises all authority of the first beast, this is the false prophet, in his presence, that is the Antichrist, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the false beast. This is spiritual. This has something to do with religion. The atheists will be gone. They will sell themselves over to this madness. Most false god worshipers today and in ancient history would deny that they're worshiping demons straight out. But God says otherwise. God says, if you're not worshiping me, you're worshiping a concoction out of hell. I don't care what name you put on it, how pretty you think you can make it. You're creating a perfect kingdom of human fools that are just waiting for this satanic, these Satan boys. The world is ripe. It is ready to receive them with open arms. The Jews and tribulation converts will be the hated targets of not only these two, but all the antichrists that are goose-stepping with them to their doom. Revelation 11, verse 10, and those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, that is, the witnesses of God, the two witnesses that are killed, they will rejoice over them, make merry, send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. How did they do that? Did they capture people and put hot pokers into their flesh? Beat the bottom of their feet with canes like the communists did to Richard Wambrand and other believers? No. They simply salted the earth with truth and righteousness. They were a walking sermon, conviction against sin and the madness that is engulfing the planet. They hated these two men for being righteous, and it was global. Hated so much they went out and bought things to send to other people because they have the ability to buy and sell. The key to evil in the book of Revelation, the key to it pulling off this master plan of Satan, is not only that Satan is released, but he has the technology, the vehicle to do all of this, which was not available to the Caesars of days gone by or anybody else. Without technology, the prophecies of the book of Revelation stall. But now we have the technology. It is clear. It is in plain sight. Antichrist will control all of the media, without which he cannot be the big mouth that the Bible tells us he will be. We know that the news media in this country is now state media. It is controlled by elements of evil in the government. You have to go outside of mainstream media just to find out who lit a match. Because if they're telling the story, it's going to be slanted or skewed or spun. They're going to vilify and try to assassinate the character of anyone who dares to oppose them. They ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till these two boys get on the scene. Revelation 13, and he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 3.5 years, 42 months. You see, he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. Well, what could that mean except he has a platform? He has a soapbox that can reach everywhere at the same time. Every language can receive it. The Tower of Babel is being rebuilt. Daniel chapter 7. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute those of the Most High. As John said in his letter, Antichrist is coming. Many Antichrists are here. The minion of Satan, the Antichrist, are building this fool's paradise so that he will have all that he needs to cause harm, to try to exterminate every believer of Jesus Christ and every Jewish person, whether they believe in Christ or not. Vimeo is a media platform like YouTube. And just this month, they found themselves in court, lawsuit filed against them by Church United. And it was a discrimination lawsuit filed on behalf of James Doman, who is a former homosexual. But he has come out of that. Of course, he's a pastor now. He's married. He has children. And he would post on Vimeo videos on how to come out of homosexuality. Well, Vimeo banned him, deleted his account. Not just the videos on that subject, but the entire account. They banned, will ban anyone who makes any attempt to lead homosexuals out of homosexuality and all that goes with the package. This is known as gay conversion therapy by somebody. And if you look it up on the internet, you'll find it, and you'll find all of the bias and sickening defenses against it or attacks against it. But that's not what we're really focusing on at this point. It could have been anyone that has a one-sided approach against free speech in this country. Well, they went to court, and the court ruled in favor of Vimeo and thereby empowering Vimeo to legally ban videos preaching against homosexuality or anything else they don't like. If you are a fan of blue shoelace tips and they don't like it, they can shut you down legally. You cannot take them to court. YouTube has not yet done this. Why? Well, they're waiting for Vimeo to spend their money in the courts so that they can get the ruling. And then if they shall decide, they'll be able to ride on the coattails of that lawsuit and do the same thing. Bob Tyler, the lawyer that defended or brought the lawsuit on behalf of Church United, in a telephone interview says, the decision is very concerning because they gave the ability for social media platforms and other related websites to be completely immune from liability when they engage in international acts of discrimination towards protected classes. Let me translate that. They're giving the right to everybody on the internet to tell you Christians, you can't buy from us. You can't post on here. You're not welcomed. We're going to shut you up. That is what is going on. Judge Stuart Aaron upheld publisher immunity and immunity to police content. If you're not politically correct, then you're out. Proverbs 17, verse 15, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. So you see, this is the catalyst for this message. Here we live in a time where we are seeing prohibition to not buy or sell becoming law in our land. We are seeing the prophecies fulfilled. It's not yet final, but the groundwork is laid like never before in our society. Isaiah, and if you don't know this verse from Isaiah, you should know it. Chapter 5, verse 20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." They're flipping everything upside down, not right side up. Also in June of 2019, Vimeo removed an account of Project Veritas, an American conservative activist group. They discriminated against them. They didn't like them. They wanted to silence them so their big mouth can be heard instead. But they continue, Vimeo does, to accept videos which to God are obscene and lewd and lascivious and filthy and antichrist. They continue to post and champion their vile causes, how to have a man become a woman and a woman become a man and a man become a duck and a duck become a chicken or whatever else. The insanity of it. Using the courts and the technology to reshape cultural thinking against Judeo-Christian decency. That is what is going on, and it is global. Revelation 13:7, "It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them." So the next time you see a lawsuit going against you, you understand the stage is being set. "It was granted to them to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given to him over every tribe, tongue, and nation." The word I've been using is global, not just local to we here in America. The extent of immunity fits perfectly into our text, that you will not be able to buy or sell without the mark, without the name, without the number of the beast. Facebook knows who you are. They see your postings. They have, through algorithms, not Al Gore rhythms, because he has no rhythm, but through the pattern of numbers and sequence, etc., etc., they know how you roll. They know who you are. The church just got a, you know, notice from them on our Facebook page to tell us, you know, which one are you, a non-denominational church or evangelical? And if you don't tell us, we'll just assign you one. And it just means they know who we are. Well, we know who they are too. More importantly, we know who is Lord God over all creation. And he's already called it. And they can't help themselves. They are going to play the game according to God's rules, and they are going to pay for that game according to God's rules. But what is my role in the midst of all of this? The same as my Lord, to seek and to save that which is lost. It does not change for us, ever. We're still to preach the gospel. But with all of this development of technology through and prophecy about it, the book of Revelation begins to rumble like never before. Much of the revelation of Jesus Christ has been borderline Christian sci-fi. Exciting. And then, oh, I love the book of Revelation. It's spooky. Now it's becoming a tool. Now it is upping its game, you could say, its application. What happens when Amazon refuses to sell you something because you do not share their antichrist views? What happens when the drugstore refuses to fulfill your prescription because you don't share their views? What happens when you're banned from buying? You can't hire and you cannot be hired. No doctor visits for you. No gasoline. No utilities. You're starved out. Revelation 13:17, "And that no one," our text, "may buy or sell except one who has the mark of and the name of the beast," or the name of the beast, "or the number of his name." At Babel, ancient Babel, everybody was on the same page. Everybody spoke the same language. I forgot to push my timer. Sorry. Thank you. We'll be done when I'm finished, I guess. Amen. If I'm too long, then, well, let's just get back to this. We don't need all that. You can't buy or sell without this. Babel, of course, is the rebuilding of the internet. Genesis 11, verse 6, Yahweh said, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." They pooled their resources. They swapped notes. They made each other stronger in the ways of evil, rejecting God. How will they identify the mark of the beast with its 666? Very easy. During those days, it will be no problem. Once they say, no seal, no sale, no name, no necessities, no number, no deal, no mark, no meals, get it or die. But you see, that won't be fast enough. It's like when the Nazis were trying to exterminate, commit genocide against the Jewish people. It wasn't enough to just shoot them. They had to come up with ways to accelerate the process and cook them. And even that wasn't fast enough for them. That's how it's going to be during that great tribulation period. I'll get to where the church will be and Christians will be, other than the tribulation converts, in a moment. But we Christians will be very easy to identify. We'll be the hungry ones. We'll be the hurting ones. We'll be the ones that lack the essentials. Somehow, the 144,000 Jewish preachers, evangelists, will be unharmed by these restrictions, and they will function. I don't know how. None of us know how. And we won't be here. Present Christians won't be here to find out. But no other kingdom in the history of humanity has seen rule as evil and as vast as this one. Again, Daniel chapter 7, where he says they are terrible and exceedingly strong. Now let's talk about more technology. Because you know, if those of you, I don't know how Droid phones work. I don't think anybody does. Okay, sorry. The iPhone, you pick it up, it senses your mug, your face, and it begins to work for you. It reads your face. Your face is the ID. Well, the mark of the beast, where's it going? On the face, on the forehead, and on the hand. You'll be able to pick up your phone and swipe your hand over it or look at it and it'll read the chip in your head, and off you go. Your data will be in the cloud of darkness. There are chips available now. Some of them have ruffles. But others are implanted. They're not the mark of the beast. They're just an indication everything's going that way. You can get that chip and you will not be defiled. I wouldn't get it, but if I did, I'd get the chip on my shoulder. Because that's how I am. Revelation 13:16, he causes both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand or their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell. Now, it is coupled with the willful worship of the beast. Why does the Bible make that indication? It's not, I don't have it here, so I can't bring too much of it up, but to say this, there will be people with special needs who will be forced to get this, who aren't aware of all of this nonsense, and they will get an exemption. You go to a little baby in the hospital and you insert the chip, that baby's not damned because that baby did not connect the chip with the worship. The mercy of God, always active, always robust, always the baddest dude in town. So this that we're living in, this end of the age, the last of the last days, unlike ever before. Our generation can fulfill these prophecies. You'll see them fulfilled. Revelation 11, then those from the peoples, tribes, and tongues and nations will hear, will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. These are the two prophets I mentioned earlier. Everyone on earth, from every peoples, tribes, and tongues, the nations, will at one time, at the same time, be able to see their dead bodies. We couldn't do that in John's day. You couldn't do that in Martin Luther's day. You couldn't do that in Billy Graham's day. But you can do it today. Well, part of Billy Graham's day you could, and he lived to be like 190. So, the global communications, that Tower of Babel. Listen to what God says, Genesis 1:1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And as I mentioned, we are back to this. So some of the things that go along with the fulfillment of Antichrist and the technology, the before I get even to the repatriation of Israel, which is a part of filling in the puzzle. Israel has their land. They're back in it. Their people have been flying in from all over the world and staying there. They are committed to making them citizens. Armageddon cannot take place without Israel being in that land with ownership. Drones will color in a lot of the meaning to the activities taking place in the book of Revelation. Artificial intelligence, that is, robots that look like human beings, act like humans, almost indistinguishable from humans. In fact, it doesn't even have to be a human. You can make any kind of monstrosity out of something and give it life, give it bullets, give it the ability to destroy, make it have the hair of the woman and the teeth of a lion. It can. All of these things are now coming to life. In fact, Antichrist, there's an attempted assassination on him, and he survives, but that assassination proves that he's human and not a demonic spirit and not artificial intelligence, not a robot, but that he is human. See, God has laid it all out, and they can't stop but fulfilling it because they are evil. Weapons of mass destruction. You cannot have the war scenes that you have in the book of Revelation without weapons of mass destruction. They're here now. They've never been here before. Not before the 1950s. Antichrist, they are buying up everything. All of the media platforms they own. What conservative group has the power to broadcast as these liberals do? None. Again, feathering the nest for Antichrist and his false prophet to just sashay right into power. They will assume all these things. They will claim them as their own, and everybody's going to be happy with it, everybody in the world. And so we have some reminders for ourselves in the midst of these things, because the church will not be in the world when this 7-year period begins. The assembled church will be raptured out, leaving behind the apostate church. But then there will arise the 144,000 witnesses of our Lord. They will make tribulation converts, and those converts will be executed. They will be persecuted and then killed, any chance that is given to Antichrist and his people. And this plan for everyone's data that we have now, many of you don't want to get certain plans because you feel like you're being tracked. Well, it's too late. Just go ahead and get it. It doesn't matter. They know where you are anyway. In days where you would track where you're spending if you used your credit card at a gas station or a convenience store. Well, now, of course, it's just gone beyond that. With your phone, with a simple click, you've made your purchase and they know where you made it from. The true believers will not be here because we're raptured, but more true believers will come through it. There will be Hindus and Muslims and other peoples giving their life to Christ during this period of time.
Thanks for tuning in to Cross Reference Radio for this study in God's Word. If you've missed any part of this message or would like to explore more teachings, you can hear them by going to crossreferenceradio.com. Pastor Rick is the pastor of Calvary Chapel, Mechanicsville in Virginia. To learn more about this ministry, visit our website, crossreferenceradio.com. Again, that website is crossreferenceradio.com. We'd also like to encourage you to subscribe to our podcast. By doing so, you'll be notified of each new edition of Cross Reference Radio that we upload. It's a great way to stay connected to God's Word. Just search for Cross Reference Radio in your favorite podcast app. That's all for today. Thanks for joining us here on Cross Reference Radio.